843. Over 20,000 cases of sexually transmitted diseases were reported here last year, more than half by people in their 20s. The most common are chlamydia and gonorrhea. It's actually a big drop on previous years, but a recent survey indicates that more than half of young people have never tested for an STI. Home testing has been free for over 3 years now. The survey of over 11,000 people between the ages of 18 to 30 was carried out online by Ipsos B&A. Fiona Lyons is with us. She's National Clinical Lead with the HSE Sexual Health Programme. Are you surprised by the findings, Fiona?
Good morning, Gavin. Somewhat surprised, to be honest with you, because we know that the service has been, the home STI testing service has been increasing access and capacity for testing, and people have been engaging with it, and the number of people who are using it and the number of people who are using it for the first time to test has been going up year on year. So we are somewhat surprised, but I suppose that highlights the importance of us continuously understanding what's happening with people. And I suppose one of the key things that I think from the worrying things from the survey is that about 56%, whilst 56% of the people who were surveyed, and it was just over 1,100 who were surveyed, found that they hadn't tested for an STI, where their perceived risk of an STI at that point in time, based on their current behaviour, was 20% perceived to be moderate to high. So I suppose there's a gap there in your perception of risk and actually translating that into doing something to minimise your sexual ill health.
An 11% drop in notified STIs last year. Is that an accurate reflection of the prevalence of disease, though, if people aren't testing themselves?
Oh, that's a very good question. It's a question that's quite difficult to answer, to be honest with you. We do know that it's probably, they're all going in the right direction in that respect, and that the number of tests that have been done through the home STI testing service is accounting for about 42% of the chlamydia cases and about 30% of the gonorrhea cases. So that is definitely contributing to the testing. And we know that about 40% of people who are coming into the testing service have never engaged with a sexual health service before. And over the time that the 3 years that the service has been initiated, the return rate has increased. So the service, about 75% of people will return their kit now. So I think there is definitely more testing. I think the fact, there are multiple potential reasons why there's been a drop, and a very welcome drop, in chlamydia and gonorrhea, particularly both between 23 and 24 and the year to date so far. And I think increased access to testing is one of them. The other thing that an important development within the home STI testing service has been the option for individuals to have their care managed within the home STI testing service for chlamydia. So if people have low complexity chlamydia cases, they can actually have their care within the online service. So that we know that reduces the time to them getting their treatment, and at a community level and a population level, that should reduce the amount of time that people have an infection that could be onwardly transmitted to others.
And to book a test, you simply go to sh24.ie. Fiona Lyons, National Clinical Leader of the HSE Sexual Health Programme. Thank you for speaking with us this morning.